So checking the charts for next week, there's a lot of shifts that happen. The sun shifts into Cancer, and so many people make fun of Cancerian season, but dude, like some of your best memories, I'm sure, at least in the United States of America, because we're in the Northern Hemisphere, most places here have four seasons or some version of the four seasons. Most of your fucking best times in your life were made when your ass was out of school, which happened during Cancer season in the summertime. Cancer, Leo, early Virgo season. These are the days, the sunny days, when memories are made. And when the sun shifts into Cancer, you have to understand the sun is now in a water sign. So it's wishier, it's washier. Slow the fuck down. What you rushing for, bitch? It's fucking summertime. Don't rush. The sun is about to return home. The sun is in its 12th house now. A lot of things can surprise you. And most of the time, it's a magical. If you just relax, kick back, and let it fucking happen, go slow. Don't try to grow up too fast. Even if you're 55, when the sun goes into Cancer, it's time to just slow down and enjoy the season. This is something that you have to work on. This is something that you have to focus on. Let things slow down when they're trying to slow down. When we try to push against these energies is when they freaking break. It's like that whole time that Mercury and Mars was in Pisces. Slow the fuck down. You're not going to be making any great decisions at that point, right? And if you try, they're not going to make sense, and they're going to be more fantasy than practical application of intellect, you know? Slow it down. So the sun is in Cancer as of, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I think it's Tuesday. And then another major shift that happens is Venus shifts from Taurus, her home, into Gemini, where things happen quickly. Gemini is very quick on its feet. Gemini energy is quick energy. It's fast. It's not necessarily spontaneous as so much as it is clever. So that doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with what Venus is, but it's happy, it's playful, it's playful, it's fun. This is a great time to meet people. This is a great time to enjoy people as themselves, not people as you dream them or imagine them, but just people for people's sake. This is a wonderful energy to get introduced to new things, new experiences through new people. Go ahead and take a visit, especially like a like day trips or long weekends. This is a great time to do it. Get introduced to be around new people, different people. But don't put your whole expectations in, oh, there's a forever. No, there's a right now. And I really think that if you go about this week with that mindset, you're going to get the most out of this week. Around, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm trying to look at my charts. It's when the moon goes into Aries. There's now going to be four energies in Aries. So it's gonna feel like a huge energy burst or a huge sort of like energy kind of build up, especially in Aries when it comes to just our energy in general, energy about ourselves and what we want to make of our lives. And I'll tell you, there's still some discombobulation and holdups when it comes to change, because there's a lot of conflict or opposition when it comes to the South Node, like having a hard time like getting out of our comfort zones to see the opportunities that are in front of us. Because it's almost like in some ways we're still expecting them to look how we always thought they would look when we were nice and cozy in our comfort zones, or when we first heard about this opportunity when we were kids. And so we expected that when we got there, it was going to look like how we thought it was when we were kids, but it doesn't look like that. And so we could be missing it or not engaging fully in the opportunity because it doesn't look like how we dreamed, or it's not coming to us in the packaging that we expected. That is going to be our major challenge this week, is to throw away the packaging, the concept of the packaging that we expected, because That's not how it's going to be delivered to you. And to be open and remain kind of like wide-eyed in a very innocent way. What I love about the sun in Cancer is there's an innocence to it. There's a childlike quality. There's a nostalgia about it. So be wide-eyed when it comes to anything in front of you, because I guarantee what you expect is coming. Like, you've been feeling this for a long time and you're correct about it, but it is not going to be packaged in the packaging you're expecting it to be packaged in. And ultimately, that's the biggest challenge this week. So how do we handle this challenge? How do we handle the challenge? I feel like the best thing to do is listen. Yeah, listen to people, other people. That's going to be the clearest kind of energy exchange. Maybe seeing how much fun other people are having and saying, well, I want to feel that way too. So let me join in. Let me try. Let me try just because, look, it looks fun. I'm not saying anything like doing anything bad, like trying anything bad. I'm trying to think to the charts, guys, and I wish I had, like, I'm recording this on my phone and my charts are on my phone and I apologize. But there's a lot of energy here when it comes to Mars and the South Node. So we're going to be kind of egged on or wanting to make changes. We've been trying. We've been putting a lot of effort and energy into it. And I want to tell you, it's not in vain. You haven't been putting energy in vain. It has been making the moves. It has been making the shifts. Things are coming through. And you're going to start to see Saturn relinquish its square on Venus. So money is going to get better. It's going to move more quickly. It's not going to be as sluggish. Breakthroughs are going to be had. This is a good time for financial breakthroughs that you've put hard work into. Okay? So see it that way. Understand it. But we're going to have these feelings of like, but I want it now. And it was supposed to look like this. The best thing you could do for yourself, the best way to get out of your own way is to be in the presence, be in the here, be in the now, talk to people, have fun with people, and laughter. When it comes to Cancerian season, the key to enjoying everything Cancerian is a great sense of humor. Great sense of humor is what cuts right to the heart of all the worries, all the stresses, all the expectations, makes you laugh and connects you to others. This is a wonderful way to combine that energy and aura of friendship, of curiosity, of new experiences with the slower pace, sort of lethargic dog days of summer energy that's starting to be all around us now. So ultimately, laughter is going to help you break through even your own antiquated expectations of things and somehow be able to connect you to people, experiences, and opportunities that you otherwise wouldn't have recognized as places that you fit in. But they are places that the you now fits in. Or it's like the only key to fitting in here in these new spaces is to be sincerely interested in where you are. So humor can cut right through any kind of worry or self-consciousness or, like I said, expectation and put you back into the present moment, connecting to all those miraculous little things that you only discover when you're focused on the here and now. There are breakthroughs happening. They will not come in the way that you expect. So laugh. liberate yourself from your expectations through laughter, and in doing so, connect to others you never would have expected would be the place that you actually belong. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the videos.